A lot of moviegoers have been seeing red lately in films that boast geysers of fake blood. The top two films at last week's box office, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Kill Bill Volume 1, are being joined today by Scary Movie 3, in which the body count is strictly comic but no less stratospheric. All this blood has critic Bob Mondello saying, "Out, out, damned spot."
There's an unofficial gore fest at the nation's movie houses at the moment. Severed limbs, severed heads, blood that drips, gushes, and splashes. All of it appropriately vivid. Back when Tobe Hooper made the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 1974, he had a budget of about $1.50 and probably spent most of it on ketchup. 29 years later, the remake sports special effects that cost millions, so severed limbs now twitch evocatively, and the gore at the end of those limbs is persuasively sticky. Still, even when the guy who gets caught in the chase you just heard had his leg chopped off at the knee, there weren't many covered eyes or much squirming at the matinee I attended yesterday. I have to say that surprised me initially. Texas Chainsaw Massacre isn't being played for laughs, and it's more than competently made. I suspect the folks sitting around me in the theater would gag if they confronted something a fraction as horrible outside in the parking lot. But in the context of the movie, well, as these things go, this one went. The crowd was simply entertained, not shocked. The reaction at Kill Bill, which the Village Voice has called, misleadingly I think, the most violent film in movie history, was a little different. Quentin Tarantino has made what amounts to a live-action cartoon in which it's hard to take anything very seriously. Dragon Lady Lucy Liu's boardroom lecture, for instance.
As your leader, I encourage you from time to time, and always in a respectful manner, to question my logic. If you're unconvinced a particular plan of action I've decided is the wisest, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo. Except, of course, the subject that was just under discussion.
That little caveat is rendered somewhat more forceful by the fact that she has just lopped off the head of the guy who brought it up. But as stumps of severed limbs spray blood in fountains that, apart from color, wouldn't be out of place at Versailles, the movie ends up being more about hydraulics than about the series of revenges theoretically driving its story. Some critics have noted that Kill Bill's plot twists echo the ones in Shakespearean bloodbaths, and that's not untrue. Still, as lovely as Uma Thurman is while dispatching armies of kickboxing extras, she's not really Lady Macbeth. In fact, she's not much more three-dimensional than the folks she's maiming so decoratively, or the idiot teenagers who keep putting themselves in harm's way in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But it occurs to me that there is a different Elizabethan parallel that might work here. Down the street from the Globe Theater way back when, there would have been another crowd, cheering action of a somewhat less rarefied sort. Bear-baiting pits were then the rage, with a following just as enthusiastic as the theater, and crossover audiences that moved between the two. Sometimes they'd opt for stories and characters, other times for thrills that didn't require quite so much in the way of thinking. The impulse for that sort of thrill is still there, I suspect, and if Hollywood has found a way to spare the bears and give the baiting an artistic sheen, well, it may not be high art, but 'twill suffice. I'm Bob Mondello.